This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
La أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. As I stand before you people here in this masjid for the first time, being in Raleigh from what I can remember, a place where some of my forefathers walked on this land, lived in this place, I come here as a Muslim. And I'm here standing on this minbar in this masjid with a great amount of i'tizaz and iftikhar, being proud. Being proud because of the auspicious nature of the day. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فِيهِ خُرِقَ آدَمْ وَفِيهِ أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها ولا تقوم الساعة إلا يوم الجمعة. The best day during the course of your life, the course of the week in which the sun comes up, the best day is the day of Friday. It's the day that Allah created our father Adam. It's the day that Allah put Adam in the Jannah. It's the day that Adam was expelled from the Jannah. And it's the day that Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to come. So this is the best day in the life of a Muslim. In addition to that, in addition to being the best day, these days, that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, as he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm sure you have all heard for the last few days, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. There are no days in your lifetime in this dunya that the deeds that are done in these days are more beloved to Allah than these days right now. Today is that first day. I stand before you with i'tizaz as a proud Muslim because we're living in a time where, and I'm not putting anybody down, I'm just saying how it is. Our leadership as Muslims, imams, our communities, we have this inferiority complex. We don't realize that we have the deen that's the truth. You just have to know your deen, know the reality, and don't be afraid and deal with people. So when they blow on us and they put pressure on us and they say, do you condemn October the 7th? You don't have to get on your back foot and start apologizing. Do you condemn what you've been doing to these people for the last 70 years? Do you condemn? Don't put me on the defensive. I stand here before you people proud to be a Muslim and to say what I have to say to you today. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna ahabb al-biladi ila Allah masajiduha wa abghad al-biladi ila Allah aswaquha. The most beloved places to Allah in the dunya are these masjids. And the most hated places are the marketplaces. And that's because the masjid makes you remember why you were created. The masjid makes you remember Allah. You go to the marketplace, people are lying. People are swearing by other than Allah. people were cheating. A lot of evil things are taking place. So here we are, the best day of the week, doing the best 10 days of the year, and we are in the best place, the one that's loved most by Allah. So it's only appropriate for me to talk to you about the single most important thing in Islam. And what's the single most important thing? It's what he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salat khayrul mawdu'. The prayer is the best thing that you can do. There is no action in this dunya, in your life, that you can do that's more important and better than prayer. The only thing that's better than prayer is what you believe in. You pray all day. But if you make shirk with Allah, whether it's shirk al-asghar or you slaughter for other than Allah, you afraid for other than Allah, you pray all you want to pray. That prayer will be thrown back at you. But in terms of the actions, prayer is more important than any other action in Islam. We have parents who are here. Birr al-walidain is important. That hijab is important. Ad-da'wah Allah is important. Giving sadaqah is important. Hajj is important. All of that is important. But the one single thing that you do with your limbs, nothing trumps it, nothing is above it, is this prayer. You put your finger, Ya Abdullah, on the Muslim world today. You put your finger on the Arab world today. Wherever Muslims are, you pick that finger up and it is bleeding, dripping blood, fawda, our lives, our situation. The Zionists are not the main reason behind that. The white man is not the main reason behind that. The main reason of that fawda and that blood is the position of prayer with our ummah today. The vast majority, I don't know you, but we're brothers, so bear with me. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. I am not making ta'in or tanakkus of anybody. I'm just calling a spade. I don't know most of you, but I would say, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, everybody here knows people who don't pray. And they're Muslims. Everybody here knows his mother, his father, his auntie, his sister, his brother, his children. The mother and father pray, but the children don't pray. The wife prays, the husband doesn't pray. Our co-workers don't pray. The Yahud are not the biggest problem. They're a challenge. They're from the tahaddiyat that we have to deal with. The big issue is our ummah doesn't pray. Can you imagine, Yahi, the month of Ramadan, a person fasts and he doesn't pray. He doesn't pray. We say to you, Yahi, what kind of fast is that? Did you not know that the Nabi of Islam al-Mustafa al-Mukhtar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people, inna awwala ma yuhasabu alayhi al-abdu min a'malihi yawm al-qiyamah salatuhu? The very first thing Allah is going to ask you and you and you and you about Yawm al-Qiyamah. You'll be asked about Birr al-Walidain, where you get your money from. You'll be asked about riba. You'll be asked about all of that stuff. But the very first thing you're going to be asked about is your prayer. If your prayer was right and exact, the rest of your deeds will be right and exact. If your prayers were lacking and wanting, then the rest of your deeds are going to be wanting and lacking. Even the people who pray today. There was a time when he or she didn't pray. A large portion of his life, he was 15, 16, 17. He's praying now, alhamdulillah. But there's a large portion of his life he didn't pray and it was normal. And he forgot that now while he's praying, he has to keep making tawbah and istighfar. He can't forget about the fact that you spent 10, 15 years of your life and you were not praying. Today was the best salah in al-Islam. Khairu salat, salatu subh, fil jama'ah, yawm al-jum'ah. The best prayer that you can make during the course of the week is the Fajr prayer in the masjid. There are people who didn't even pray Fajr today. They didn't make it up neither. And then there are a lot of people who prayed it late. The idea is I'll pray it late. Listen to what I'm telling you. As it relates to the importance of prayer, there's a lot that can be said. But put on the side those who don't pray. Wakathiru mahum. Too many. Put your finger on the Muslim mat today. Put your finger there. Your son and my son. Your daughter and my daughter. If we're not watching those kids praying, they won't pray. And I tell you this, tell you for free. If you have a child who the salat time comes and they get up and they get off of that computer and they go and make wudu on their own and they just pray, you need to make sajda to shukr to Allah, because that's not the norm. You have a special kid. So give him a break. Give her a break. Because the vast majority of these kids don't have salat on their mind. But can we blame them? That's part of the tarbiyah that they receive, that our ummah doesn't put emphasis on this prayer. Someone wants to marry my daughter. I want to know, who do you hang out with? What family do you come from? What job do you have? And rightly so. Someone who's LGBT comes to marry my daughter, I'm going to say, no way, Jose. No way, it would never happen. But I say to you again, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِالْحَقِّ وَاللَّهِ. Being LGBT is a greater sin than not praying. Because being LGBT is a kabira from the kabair. But not praying is kufrun billah. It's an action of kufr. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الأهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة من تركها فقد كفر. The difference between us and them. Who is them? Jews, Christians, Sikhs, agnostics, atheists, everybody other than us. Difference between us and them is the prayer. Whoever doesn't do it has disbelieved. It's an action of kufrun billah. But the tasawwur that we have, our ummah, you will never, ever, ever, ever marry my daughter or my waliya because you drink khamr, rightly so. Because you're gay, rightly so. But he doesn't pray. And that is a dhamm, that is avam. Put aside the people who don't pray. Let us look at those who do pray. Let us look at those who do pray. Do we pray the way that the Prophet prays, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A new revert comes into Islam and he comes into this masjid and he wants to know his religion. He'll get all kind of flavors of what Islam is. Here's one cursing Abu Bakr and Umar. Here's one over here, he wants to do something else. One over here. And then when he looks at their prayer, everybody's doing something different. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got on his minbar and all of the companions were sitting there, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and he prayed. And they watched him. After finished praying, he got back on the minbar and he said to the people, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray the way you just saw me praying. You'll be hard pressed to get someone, come here, Abdullah, show me the mechanics of the salat of the Nabi of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When did he do raf'ul yadin? Where did he place his hands? How did he go into sajda? What did he do? Nope. We're praying the prayer of a taqleed. That's what I saw my mother doing. That's what I saw my father doing. That's what they do in my village. The man came into the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he did what the Prophet told us to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدَ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي رَكْعَتَيْنِ. If any of you enter into the masjid, don't sit down until you pray two rak'at. Tahiyyatin to the masjid. That's from the huquq. I didn't say the haq. From the huquq of the masjid, before you sit down, you should pray. He was given the khutbah. A man came in and sat down. He stopped the khutbah. He said, As-salaytu rak'atayn ya Sulayk. Hey, Sulayk, did you pray two rak'at? He said, no, ya Rasulullah. He said, get up, pray, and make it quick. How many people today came into the masjid and they just sat down? Put your finger, ya Abdullah, ya Matullah, on the mat. We get before you on these microphones and bullhorns, and we say things. But a lot of times it's just empty slogans. Look, the man came in. He prayed two rak'at. No discipline. He was very quick. After finishing, he went. Rasulullah was sitting, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, assalamu alaykum, ya Rasulullah. He said, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Irji fa salli, fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray, because you didn't pray. He went back. He prayed without any discipline. The salat of many people. The salat of many people. And I prayed. He did his prayer. He came back. Assalamu alaykum, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Go back and pray. You didn't pray. He went back a second time. A third time. Go back and pray. You didn't pray. The man was humble. He wasn't like many of the Muslims. When you advise him with something that is important, he takes it personally. Doesn't like you. He's just the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. It's his job just to explain the message. That man was humble. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what I know. Teach me. He told the man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to pray, then make a good wudu. A good wudu is not wasting the water the way we waste the water. And we use all that water, but we never give sadaqah to the masjid. The users, all that water that we use, and people in Palestine, and we have the nerve to say, the Yahud, Naam Yahi, the Yahud. But you know how much water we're wasting? Make a good wudu. What's the good wudu? That you make sure that it hits all the parts without wasting. And then after that, face the Qibla. Then after that, say Allahu Akbar. Then after that, read what's easy. And he went through the whole prayer. I say to a lot of people, Ya Akhi, go back and pray. You didn't pray. Sister, go back and wear hijab. You're not wearing hijab. Ya Akhi, go back and make Umrah. You didn't make Umrah, Ya Akhi. Go back and perform Hajj. You didn't perform Hajj. And that is how it is. Halamu Jara. That's how it is. The companion on the day of Eid al-Adha, on his own ijtihad, he decided to slaughter before the Salat of Eid. It's a day of celebration, a day of akl, and a day of shurub, celebration. He said, I'm going to slaughter the animal and eat the animal before the prayer. And he did that. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah finished the salat. He told the people, anyone who prayed the prayer that we just made, and they're going to slaughter after the prayer like we're going to slaughter, this is the right thing. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, I slaughtered before the prayer. I slaughtered because I thought it was the Eid and I wanted to eat the food. He told that man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lahmuka shatuka shatu lahm. That animal you slaughtered, it's just meat. It's not the utiya. It wasn't right. It wasn't done at the right time. You can't pray Salat al-Dhuhr at Fajr time and say, I pray Salat al-Dhuhr. You're doing it the wrong way. You can't pray if your aura is not covered up. You can't pray. There are muqaddimat you have to have. But my religion is the religion of my forefathers. The same kalam and the same hujjah of Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl and Umay ibn Khalif and the rest of those criminals. My religion is that religion. The religion of Kalam. This is the religion of Kalam. As it relates to the prayer of Islam, Ummat al-Islam, the blueprint for success is what those companions showed us was the religion. What was the religion with them and back then is going to be the religion today and Yomul Qiyamah. Hazari, Hazari, beware, beware. Don't be on the religion where the companions didn't do that. I'm a revert. And I tell every revert here, I tell every youngster who is nashy, everyone wants to know your religion. Learn your religion and look what the companions did. Don't look at what the imam is doing necessarily, your mother, your father, not to put anyone down. You won't go astray with the companions. They're the blueprint for success. Let me tell you something about those companions and their aqliyah. One of the students of the companions, his name is Abdullah ibn Shaqiq al-Uqayli. Go back and fact check this stuff. Go back and look it up. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq al-Uqayli from the Tabi'in, taught by the companions. قال ما كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرون شيء من الأعمال تركه كفرا غير الصلاة. The companions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see the abandonment of any action as kufr other than prayer. If the companions saw a man eating at 12 o'clock noon and month of Ramadan, they said, la'alla, rubbama, asa, yumkin, maybe this, maybe that, maybe he's sick, maybe he's a traveler. If the companions went to make the jihad that I don't apologize about, anything in this religion, but it's the jihad of Islam, not the facade of the juhala. It's so bad with us now, the Islamophobia that we receive from those people, God is saying, you can't even say jihad anymore. We believe in jihad, but the right jihad. It has its time, it has its place, it has its ahkam, it has its adab, it has its people. Not no kalam folder, kalam fatik. You don't even pray, man, and you're talking about jihad. You don't even pray, man. Make jihad the nafs and pray. Those companions, if they went out to the jihad and they came back, the jihad, Ya Rasulullah, these days, these 10 days, what about jihad? If someone prays in these 10 days, salak in these 10 days, that's better than jihad outside of these 10 days? Why did they say that? Because they were men. Because what jihad meant to them. He said, even jihad, giving sadaqah these days is better than that. Making zikr is better than that. Coming to the masjid is better than that. Except the one who made jihad and he got the shahada. If they came back and they saw the man didn't go with them, they said, la'alla, rubbama, asa, mumkin. Maybe he has to take care of his wadi, do his wadi deen. Maybe he didn't have a horse or a camel. Maybe the man was sick. They made excuses. If they saw a lady, she didn't have hijab, like some of our wives, some of our daughters, the Yahud, the Zionist. But that Zionist is wearing his hat. And that Zionist, he has his curls. He got his suit. And in the supermarket, my wife is standing there with all of her mahasin. No ghera. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm saying, Ummatul Islam, isn't it time of the kalam kathir? The proof is in the pudding. My wife, my sister, my daughter, standing in front of the Zionist, and he's just looking at the mahasin of my wife. Where's the ghera? Where's that at? If those companions saw that lady without hijab, you know what they said? Maybe she's an amma. The slave doesn't have to wear hijab. She's a slave. They didn't say she's a kafir. But if those companions knew that a person didn't pray, those companions say he's a kafir. He's a munafiq. Now the question, Ummat al-Islam, question to you. Question is, what do you think Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali, Ukasha, Bilal, Abdurrahman ibn Awf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiyallahu anhum, they're the awliya of Allah. The only human beings better than them are the prophets and the messengers. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim. What do you think would be the opinion concerning your son, your daughter, your mother, your wife? What do you think the opinion would be concerning you? If they knew someone didn't pray, they said, he's a kafir. He's a munafiq. وَإِذَا قَامُوا لَلصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Ya akhi, don't be upset with me. Go back and pray. You didn't pray. That man didn't stomp his feet and have a meltdown and start crying. Ya Rasulullah, you're messing with me. You're picking with me. He humbled himself. Get yourself together. Get yourself together. It's the munafiqun who, they stand up for prayer. And when they stand up, they only stand up to be seen by people. If the people pray, he'll pray. But if the people are not there, he won't pray. And when he prays in a way where he doesn't even remember Allah. It's not a prayer. His head is all over the place. Allah can be said, inshallah. So we'll finish this in the evening, bi-idhnillah. But I want to share something before I get off this minbar. It's really important. The biggest fitna that Allah created for everybody here is a Dajjal. Even those who pray. Someone in this masjid is the best Muslim, and Allah knows who he is. He's the best Muslim. When the Dajjal comes, his Islam is going to be under threat. Everybody here. Because the Dajjal will have these things with him where he will easily trick people who have no deen. No deen. Their deen is hocus pocus, khurafat, shirkiyat. The Nabi never died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Nabi is hazir nazir. The Nabi knows the ilm al-ghayb. Hocus pocus, man. That's like the Nasara saying what they say about Isa and what the Yahoo say, that they're the Sha'bullah Mukhtar. Kalam farik, ya akhi. It's just kalam. Kalam. He said that the Dajjal will be on this earth for 40 days, ya Abdullah. 40 days, 40. The first day will be like 1 year. The second day will be like 1 month. The third day will be like 1 week. And then the subsequent 37 days will be like these days. You know, not a single companion made itirab. Not a single companion said, I can't get my head around that. I don't understand that. Not a single one. Nor did a single one come with any philosophy from Greeks, Aristotle, and them knuckleheads. Not a single one. You know what the companion said? Ya Rasulullah, kayfa nusalli? Ya Rasulullah, if we're living when the Dajjal come, how do we pray? How do we pray if the first day is like a year? How do I figure that out? Second day is like a month. Third day, how? He told them, qaddiruha taqdira. Do your best and try to figure it out. Why did they say that? Because part of the DNA of the Muslim is he has to pray, man. He's a student in the university, you gotta pray. Student in the high school, he has to pray. You got a job, you gotta pray. Man doesn't come to Salatul Jummah ever because of his job? Are you serious? Al-Yahud, Al-Yahud. Naam, naam, Allahumma naam. Al-Yahud, Al-Yahud. The Zionists. But that ain't the biggest problem. The biggest problem with us is internal. We change our condition, Allah Azza wa Jalla will change it for us, our state. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله تعالى التوفيق والسداد. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وطيبا مباركا فيه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I know it's 1:28, but I'm asking you by Allah, just give me 2 minutes. Just give me 2 minutes. Umar radiallahu anhu was about to pray Salatul Fajr during the Khilafah. There was a man, a non-Muslim that he had beef with. I don't have time going through the whole story. I had beef with that man. That man spent days sharpening up his sword, sharpening up his knife, two-pronged, put it overnight in poison. He was obsessed. I'm going to get him. When he went to kill the Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was dark, Fajr time, because he was a chump. He wasn't brave. He wouldn't meet him face to face. And that's how the people who don't have iman, that's how they are. They kill you from far away with drone missiles. They won't meet you face to face. They get you with kalam. But come and meet us, man, and be a man. The man went, he stabbed Umar. And he made the thing go back and forth like that. Umar said, the dog has killed me, and he fell down. What did the companions do? Did they stop praying and call the ambulance? Did they call the ambulance? No. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the 10 promised Jannah, who used to spend his money for Islam, not some kalam. And when I say Abdurrahman ibn Auf, you better understand. You need to understand. Abdurrahman ibn Auf had Bill Gates' money. That man was rich. Help this community. He stepped forward, shortened the prayer. After shortening the prayer, they took the man. But before they took him, the man ran out and started stabbing people in the line. A number of people died. They took the Amir al-Mu'mineen to his house. And they gave him some milk. When he drank that milk and it came out of his intestines, the Arabs, they know medicine, man. They know medicine. They say he's gonna die. Don't let him go to sleep. Don't let him lose consciousness. He kept losing consciousness. They would wake him up. He lost consciousness. Abdullah ibn Abbas came. And you know what his job was during the Khilafah of Umar? One of his jobs was to tell Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hana waqtu salat. It's time for salat now. When would he do that? He would do that the time it took to read 100 ayat. The Amir al-Mu'mineen. He didn't wait until the time to pray. He would tell him that early, 100 ayat. He's been doing that 10 years, every day, every day. So it became a part of Umar. It's in his DNA. It's in his self, in his consciousness. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I don't know what to wake him up. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, laqad hana waqtu salat. Time to make salat. Umar opened up his eyes and he said, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, la imana liman la salata lahu. I swear by Allah, there's no iman for the one who doesn't pray. There's something wrong with your iman. I don't stand here making takfir of anybody. No, no. I'm even of the opinion that if you leave prayer, you know, to castle, and I don't even say you're a kafir. I say that that is an issue of kufr, action of kufr. But you know there are scholars who say, if you don't pray, you're a kafir. How am I take that position today? If I took that position, a large portion of the Muslims would be kuffar. I can't think like that. I'm not going to think like that. Ummah to Islam, let us come back to our religion. The correct aqidah, first and foremost, and holding on to this prayer. Your wife has to pray. Your children have to pray. You have to pray. I have to pray. Which prayer? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive all of us for our taqsir and for the israf in our deen. And we ask Allah to bring us back to our rushd. Make us of those people truthful in word and deed. And allow us to be those people or men in this religion. Aqim as-salat yarhamakumullah. As you brothers stand up for the prayer, the Islamic Association of Raleigh congratulates all of you on the approach of this Eid al-Adha falling on Sunday, June 16th. The masjid follows the official announcement of Eid al-Adha, what was given by the Supreme Court of Saudi Arabia. So we're gonna observe it doing that. The blessed first 10 days of the Hijjah start today, Friday, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us we should do more worship, fasting, we should pray, we should make supplication, we should make the dhikr and all of that. The Eid prayer, inshallah, for those who won't be around, the Eid prayer, inshallah, will be held at the Jim Graham building in two shifts. Two salats, two shifts. The first shift will be 7:30 a.m. with the gathering beginning at 6:30. The second shift will be 9:30, and the gathering starts at 8:30. Please bring your own prayer rug for yourself and your family. And the second shift, Eid prayer of Khutbah, starts at 9:30, will be broadcast live as a spiritual reminder for those tuning in from home. Everybody, look down your row to the right and the left. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulan ra'iyyati. Everybody is responsible for this row. Your heels should be even with each other. He used to tell the people feet to feet, shoulder to shoulder. If you don't come feet to feet, at least make it straight. Everybody, don't look at me. Look down to the right, look down to the left. Let us make the salat according to the sunnah, to the best of our ability. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استو واعتدلوا وتراصوا ولا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم وسدوا الخلل إن تصويت الصف من إقام الصلاة لا تصون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين قلوبكم لينوا بأيدي إخوانكم أتموا الصفوف الصف الأول فالأول. Sisters, straight out the lines. Don't let any kids between 2 men if they don't have wudu. You'll be breaking the line.
من وصل صفا وصله الله ومن قطع صفا قطعه الله. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سبحان رب العظيم وبحمده سبحان رب العظيم وبحمده سبحان سبحان قدوس رب الملائكة. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم
الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات والسلام على النبي السلام علينا وعلى عباده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله استغفر الله brothers and sisters, we request from all of you, inshallah, to donate generously to the masjid on your way out, especially during this time. We're not in the Arab world. There's countries in the Gulf where people are taking care of the masjid. We have to take care of these masjids, so donate generously from that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. And also there's a brother, there's some brothers who have a mashrua, a project out there that they need some financial assistance for a cemetery that they're trying to get to benefit the Muslims, so we ask you to donate to that as well. Akramakum Allah wa ahsanallah ilaykum wa kullu am wa antum tayyibun wa aqrab ila Allah inshallah.
Assalamu alaykum. Welcome to your masjid on this lovely day, the 7th. The IAR congratulates you on the start of the blessed first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah today and the approach of Eid al-Adha next Sunday, June 16th. Eid prayers will be held at the Jim Graham Building in the fairgrounds in two shifts. You can get all the details and info via RaleighMasjid.org. The Social and Welfare Committee will be collecting money for Udhiyah Qurbani this year for Muslims in Rohingya and countries in Africa such as Cameroon, Gambia, Sudan, and more, to help the Muslims who are facing food shortages and starvation. The cost is $250 per goat, and you can pay in the lobby, community room, or online via RaleighMasjid.org. Our Friday night program will be a special session with guest speaker, Sheikh Abu Osama Al-Thahabi, tonight after Maghrib. Join us for our exclusive Built to Last, a premarital workshop designated specifically for Muslims getting to know each other and engaged Muslims who want to create a solid foundation for their future together. Tomorrow, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 1:20 p.m., register via RaleighMasjid.org. You can join the National Protest for Palestine at the White House tomorrow the 8th by registering to take the bus from here at IAR, leaving at 7 a.m. Please see the flyer in the lobby to register and for more details. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Enjoy this wonderful week. Wassalamu alaikum.